Talk Live. We are kicking off the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Julia, where are you going to take us next?
Well, I found this story that I found is a little interesting. It's not particularly spectacular, but it involves people being mistreated in public schools. And I believe I mentioned earlier that that's sort of an issue that's important to me. So this is out of Jackson, Mississippi, a public high school there. Everyone knows 17-year-old Sierra Strugas is gay because she's never tried to hide it. But when she, who is also an honor student, trumpet player, and goalie on the school's soccer team, wanted her senior photograph in a tuxedo used in the 2009-2010 yearbook, school officials balked. Traditionally, female students dress in drapes and males wear tuxedos.
Dress in drapes?
I think that means, you know, they gave you those silly little dress things to... I never took senior pictures, but when you take senior pictures, it's my understanding that they give you the little, like, dickie, which is just the top of a tuxedo or a dress, so everyone looks uniform.
In my case, it was the tuxedo was split down the back, and you just slid into it.
Right, so that in the yearbook, all the seniors are uniform, is what it is.
I see.
Is basically, it's this little just slip thing that they put on top, so just for the picture.
So she was
wearing.
She was willing to be uniform in that she was willing to wear the tux that all the guys were wearing. It's just
right.
That this principal did not like that very much, huh?
Correct. And it's also my understanding that when you get senior pictures taken, that you go and, I mean, you pay somebody a decent amount of money to take these pictures, and then you, like, choose one for the yearbook or something like that. So you're allowed to take these pictures, and then you send it in, and they just didn't approve her picture because she's wearing a tuxedo.
I see.
You'll be lucky to get all the pictures, and you'll be lucky to get the one that you wanted in. At least that's how it was for me.
Like I said, I never took senior pictures, but I've had lots of friends that did.
So what does this bureaucrat have to say for himself?
Well, now the American Civil Liberties Union of Mississippi has gotten involved, issuing a demand letter to Principal Roland Greer to publish the picture in the tuxedo. The ACLU says it's giving the school until October 23rd to respond before pursuing court action.
Good for them.
A secretary for Greer referred questions to Copiah County School Superintendent, who declined comment on Thursday. That's funny, you know.
They don't have to say anything.
No, they really don't.
They'll get your money either way.
Strugas says that she should be able to decide how she looks in her senior photo. I feel like I'm not important, that the school is dismissing who I am as a gay student, and that they don't care about me at all. All I want is to be able to be me and be included in the yearbook, she said.
And I don't imagine this young lady wears girly things on a daily basis. If she wants to wear a tux in the school photos, she's probably somebody that is not, you know, a dainty lesbian, shall we say.
Right. It says right here, the tux is who she is. She wears boy clothes.
Yep.
She's athletic. She's gay. She's not feminine at all. This is the mother of this young lady.
She's blocked a few soccer balls in her time.
Right.
Apparently.
Strugas says that she took the pictures over the summer instead of with the other students last year, but that she used the same studio. And like I said, these are not cheap photos. It costs a lot of money to go and get these pictures taken. In August, Rodriguez said she received a letter from the school stating that only boys could wear tuxedos. Rodriguez said that she met with the assistant superintendent, who told her that he didn't see any regulations about the issue in the student handbook. But when she talked to her principal, she was told that it was his conviction that she would not appear in the yearbook in a tuxedo.
So he is the law, basically.
Yeah, the principal doesn't like that she's a lesbian or that she's wearing a tuxedo,
yep.
And he doesn't want to put the picture in, even though it's not against the silly rules anyway.
Well, here we are again in the same old discussion that we have about the government schools, right? Because if this were a private school, then if they didn't want to allow her into the yearbook, she could say, well, then that's it. I'm not going to go to school here. Though I guess this is senior pictures, so it's almost over at that point. But nonetheless, maybe it would be known that the principal was a bigot. And
not to mention that her parents have all their lives paid the, been forced to pay the property taxes that fund this school. And therefore, whether they send their daughter or not, they've got to pay for this guy who does not accept what their daughter wants to wear.
Right.
That's the problem. The problem isn't whether or not a school bureaucrat, you know, you could be a bureaucrat and not work for a government. I mean, there's been bureaucrats in the, you know, people who are working bureaucratic type jobs. You can be a bureaucrat and not work in a government job, but some bureaucrat doesn't want to let her picture in. Fine, if she's been, if she's voluntarily entering into the situation now,
but she isn't.
Yeah, I would say that in the case of a you know, Christian or private school or something like that, they're being nasty because they're catching her right at the end of it all. You know?
I agree with that, but at least in that case, you might know. You know, word might have gotten around that Principal so and so is a real jerk and doesn't like gay people, and so in that case, your parents. Because obviously she's not, as you say, Julia, she's not hiding that she's gay and has never done so. So obviously her parents know she's gay, and her parents wouldn't send her likely to a school in which they knew that the headmaster was anti-gay. So that school wouldn't get their business. But because this is a government school, they're forced to send their business there. So they have to pay for this school, whether they utilize it or not. And as long as a government school is going to exist, as long as they're going to force everybody to pay for it, then I think absolutely this young lady should be allowed to wear the tuxedo.
Or whatever she wants.
Well, you know, I can understand that the school book has, you know, certain rules saying, well, we only want our school pictures to be this way. They're not going to let, if every man has to wear the tuxedo and every girl has to wear whatever the girls wear, then it would make sense that you can't come in with a clown suit. I mean, I like the idea that she should wear whatever she wants, but it's, you know, I can also understand having certain rules for, you know, the pictures in the yearbook.
Well, this girl actually wants to be in the yearbook. I remember one time when I was like 13, I didn't want to be in the yearbook, and they forced me to take pictures. Yes, I said, like, I'm not really interested. I don't like taking pictures, and my parents aren't going to buy them, so I don't really want to go. And, like, they walked me down there, and I think I was frowning in my picture on purpose because it just made me so mad. So it's funny that they actually gave her they're telling her that she can't be in it. They used to force us to take pictures for the
yearbook. Yeah, that's interesting. I knew there were some people that really, when I was in high school, did not like being in the yearbook photos, and they would do everything they could to get out of it. You know, they'd skip school that day or
that's
whatever.
That's the thing to do. I mean, the rest of it seems like a big to-do about nothing, but if you don't want to be there, just don't come to school that day, it seems to me.
Now, when I was in high school, we had these senior pages in the yearbook where each individual could kind of customize their own page. And we've had stories in the past about certain high school yearbooks refusing to allow certain pictures. There was a guy that had a rifle that, you know, he was really into hunting or something like that, and he wanted to, you know, you customize the page. It's about you, and so people will put in their hobbies and, the things that they enjoy and the pictures of them with their friends.
You're
and
not
stuff
allowed
like
to
that.
Like hunting, son.
Right, and he was told he wasn't allowed to do that. So I wonder if this policy would extend. If they had those senior pages in this case, would the principal also shoot her down if she was customizing her own page in this way, like if she wanted to wear a tux on her own custom yearbook page?
Well, you're completely in the area of speculation.
Yeah, but what a jerk. I mean, this guy's a jerk. And you can't do anything about it. Again, now the ACLU is going to step in, and maybe they'll get away. Maybe the ACLU will have the clout that's necessary to deal with this.
Well, the lady who's taking the case says that there have been many cases where schools will not allow same-sex couples to go to proms and things like that, mm-hmm. and also won't allow girls to wear tuxedos at proms, and that they challenged that many, many times and have been successful.
Okay, well, that's good.
So,
well, if you can get the ACLU behind you, then I think your odds increase of actually making something happen. And we were talking earlier about how difficult it is, especially when the whole system is aligned against you. And if you can't afford your own lawyer, and for whatever reason the ACLU isn't stepping up, then you're in a real tough spot.
I think the unfortunate part here is that the citizens of that town that are forced to pay for this principal to be employed, that school board and all that stuff, they're going to have to pay for the lawyer that school board's going to hire in order to, you know, to fight this tooth and nail against this girl wearing whatever it is that, you know, the tuxedo in her yearbook picture.
Yep.
As far as I'm concerned, this is nothing. It is nothing, people. Big, fat, hairy deal.
Right.
This gal wants to wear a tuxedo in her picture. Who cares? It's her business.
It's just a great example of how these bureaucrats will micromanage as much as they can possibly get away
with. She's got probably got a short haircut, and nobody would have noticed in the first place if you would have just let it put it in there. And, you know, big deal.
Yeah, the tuxedo and the dress tops look pretty much the same anyway. In a black and white yearbook?
Usually senior pictures are colored.
All right, more coming up here. 800-259-9231 coming on this, or bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com, or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those, including the chat room at chat.freetalklive.com. Best time to go in is during the show. It's open all day, though. Chat.freetalklive.com.
Now is the time for you and your family to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. FrontSight provides just such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. Secure a FrontSight defensive handgun course, plus the 30-state corresponding concealed weapons permit and a free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's frontsight.com.
All right, let's take your phone calls about whatever you want. Scott's in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Hey, how you doing there, Mark and Ian? How you doing tonight?
Julia is here as well, and the name's Ian. What's on your mind, Scott?
Well, I just wanted to call in and ask you guys a little bit about the Bible again tonight. I just wanted to ask you guys if you, either one of you guys or Julia, believe in hell.
No.
What? Yeah, I guess none of us do. I sort of believe that I believe that you create your hell daily. If that is, you know, what you want.
That's what you're creating.
I think you can create hell daily for yourself. However, I also believe that you can be redeemed from hell daily if that's what you wish to do.
Okay, can I read something to you?
If it's brief.
Okay.
What is it?
Okay, Revelation chapter 20, verse 13 says, the sea gave up the dead, were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead, were in it, them that were judged, every man according to their works, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death of the,
all
of
right,
the fire.
It's gone on a little too long for me. What does that mean to you?
Okay, so I'll just explain to you real quick. When you die, do you think that you it's all done with?
No. I think that I think your spirit lives on. That's my personal opinion.
Julia, what do you think?
I guess if I put much thought into it, I guess I think that your life just ends and that's that. But I don't really know, and I also come from the position of I don't really care. Like, I'm not somebody who spends any amount of time thinking about what happens to me when I die. All I am concerned with is what I'm doing right now.
I would say that I have no idea what happens. I kind of like the idea that one's essence would sort of continue on in some fashion.
Be thinking otherwise.
But, you know, there's obviously there's no way for me to come to any conclusions on that.
Well, okay, I'll just explain real quick.
Okay.
From what the Bible says, when you pass away, your soul either goes to the heaven or it goes to hell. And when I just read that to you, that hell is separate from the lake of fire or brimstone. So
okay.
That means when you die, if you do not believe in the Son of the Father of Jesus Christ, then your soul will depart to hell.
Well, didn't they just say that hell was thrown into the lake of fire? Does that mean it's gone and taken care of, disappeared? Did it burn up?
My wife got up the other morning and she asked me a question. She goes, honey, what's the difference between hell and the lake of fire? And I said, well, the difference is when you die, your soul goes only to hell if you're not saved. But when we see when I just read to you about the second death, that's where the Lord's going to bring everybody up that died in the sea, in the ground, and in hell to stand before the Lord. And then they're with their body and soul, they're going to be thrown in the lake of fire or brimstone.
So let me see if I'm understanding what you're saying. You're saying that naughty people will be sent to hell, and then at some point the God in the sky thing will pull you out of hell and then throw you into a lake of fire and brimstone.
That's the great white throne judgment. That's correct.
What you're saying. I've got that clear then, right? I'm understanding
right,
you correctly. So what is hell then, if it's not eternal damnation or torture? What goes on in hell before you get thrown into the lake of fire?
Well, your soul is basically tormented day and night for until ever and ever until you are brought up for the judgment before the Lord.
Why would God do that to the creations that he loves?
Well, see, because that's Satan's territory.
Well,
Satan's territory.
Satan doesn't create anything. Satan is a created being. Is my
by
understanding.
Their religion. By
yeah,
their religion.
Right. As I understand it, this is what I was taught in Christian teaching, is that God created Satan, therefore Satan can't create anything. So Satan didn't create hell. God created hell for Satan, right?
That's correct. That God has controlled or already defeated Satan. That's right.
So why would God throw me into Satan's torment place?
Well, because we have to understand that we have to seek him in faith and to believe in him. And that's like
you didn't answer the question.
In the past about that.
Right, but I understand that that's what I'm supposed to be doing. However, he gave me the facilities that he gave me. He gave me the mind that questions and the mind that actually came up with the questions that I have. God gave it to me. He created the world in which I am. It's like God creating the rat. It's God creates the maze. God tells the rat, if you don't find the cheese, you're going to hell, be tormented forever and ever and ever. And it seems unfair.
And then we're told that God is loving.
Yeah.
All loving.
And then I'm supposed to believe that God loves that rat.
Do you believe, Scott, that, maybe we need to question the premises here. Scott, do you believe by your religion, your belief system, that God, your God, is all loving?
Well, I do think God wants all the people to go to heaven. Yes.
God all loving?
God is a pure true love. Yes, he's a pure true love. But what we got to understand is in 2 Peter chapter 3, it says, "Thou shall all repent unless they shall perish." So,
how do you justify knowing that this God of yours will throw people who've never hurt anybody else, throw people who've never done harm to another person, throw people into some sort of lake of fire or eternal torment, and they, at the same time, that the same God loves those people? How do you justify that?
Okay, well, I justify it is, see, in the Old Testament, when you...
Can you answer the question without referencing that old book?
Okay, all right, let's just say
you
that...
You personally,
God,
Scott,
God
how
does,
do you internally justify it?
God loves everybody, but God also is going to punish the wicked.
And it's wicked to not believe in...
Didn't God define wickedness? I mean, he's the one who created wickedness. I mean, I didn't even get to pick that much. Eve, and this makes a heck of a lot of sense, is punishing me for what the heck Eve did, putting eternal sin into the world. Eve introduces sin, and then he can somehow create Adam and Eve without sin, but he can't create the rest of us without sin because Eve brought sin into the world. What kind of cockamamie bullcrap that is. But, God's going to punish me for what Eve did?
Well, the thing is this. The bottom line is that scientists have discovered that the inner core of the earth is on fire. And they said it burns at 12,000 degrees.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And what I'm saying is, in the Revelation chapter 20, it's saying that once you're brought up with the great white throne judgment and you're not saved, your body and soul will all be thrown in there where you will suffer day and night.
Is he a
torment
sadist?
Forever.
Is God, your God, a sadist?
It's just an old Bronze Age god, mountain god that people are scared to death of.
It's so nonsensical. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Sounds sadistic to me. I'll let you create this system that, well, we'll come back and talk more about it. It's Free Talk Live.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever.
Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338. When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Facebook profile is available for you. You can become a fan at facebook.freetalklive.com. That's facebook.freetalklive.com.
And take the startpage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your Big Brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, and unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy within your search. Start the 7-day challenge today, startpage.com.
So we were just talking with Scott from Wisconsin. He's called in a few times. He's very, very religious, of a kind of a Christian persuasion, a big believer in the Bible and such. And inevitably, you know, we ask some of the questions that we love to ask of people that are such devout believers in those things. Because, Mark, you were raised a Christian. You went to a Christian school for a number of years. Am I right about that?
Yeah, that's correct.
I was raised as a Presbyterian version of the Christian religion. What was your denomination?
I taught Sunday school at a Methodist church, but, you know, I sort of... studied. When I really got into the whole Christian thing, I was in prison, and that was just sort of an evangelical thing.
Oh, really? So when you went to school, when you went to a Christian school, it didn't have a denomination overhanging it?
Actually, it's Dutch Reform, but the schools are tend to not talk about denominations really at all.
I see. The Dutch Reform.
Dutch Reform. Lots of different denominations have their own sort of calling, and the Dutch Reform are very big on setting up schools.
Okay. Well, and Julia, you went to a Mormon church.
Well, I was baptized Catholic, as I baby. And but
your family's Italian.
Right, but my parents were never very religious at all, and like we all stopped going to church when I was like 8. And then I was baptized as a Mormon in my early teens by my own choice for who knows what reason.
Because you aren't the same person today that you were then.
Yeah, and that didn't last very long. I at one point in time I called myself an atheist, probably when I was like 16. Now I classify myself as just not religious. I just don't care.
Would that be agnostic?
I don't know. I don't spend any amount of time at all ever thinking about what happens when you die, and I just don't. All I think about is my life now, and that's it.
So we were talking with Scott, who is a very devout Christian, it seems, because every time he calls in now, seems to be addressing the issue of religion, and tonight he was talking about going to hell. And
I can totally respect where Scott's coming from, because the vast majority of Christians out there believe essentially what Scott believes. He may have delved into it and have some specifics on Revelations, and I think that there's one book that could have been left out of the Bible. But I respect where he's coming from, because he believes, Ian, that we are going to hell. And it's the worst possible thing that could happen to somebody. And he's trying his level best to make sure that doesn't happen. And I respect that. If somebody, however, believes, like Scott believes, and isn't trying to prevent their friends and family and people they know from going to hell, do you really believe it? I mean, the Bible says that there's powers and principalities at play that are far greater than what we're experiencing. What we experience through the five senses here, according to the Bible, is nothing in consequence to the greater spiritual battle going on between God and Satan.
If you believe that
is true, what the heck are you doing working for a living to provide for your family? Get out there and save people from hell, for God's sake. Get on the street corner. Find as many people as you possibly can.
But do they
berate them? Shake a Bible at them. Do whatever it takes to get them to believe in what it is that you believe, so that they won't go to this place of eternal torment.
But then they'll lose all their friends.
Right. They might come to the conclusion that they really don't believe their religion as thoroughly as they might believe that they believe it. Scott, when he calls in, you get the feeling that guy believes it.
Yeah, okay, that much is true. Unfortunately, what he believes in is all kinds of confusing. And it's one of the reasons, a lot of these questions we were asking are some of the reasons why I became an atheist when I was, I think I was about 16 when I finally came out of the closet as an atheist, and I held on to those beliefs for, a solid decade or so, until now I've embraced the ideas of pantheism. But we asked the question about, this concept that you're taught, because I went to Christian camp, and I went to Christian, I went to Sunday school and stuff like that. And you're taught that God loves you in the Christian religion. But then on the other hand, how could someone who loves you send you to a fiery, eternal, horrible torment? How do you justify that belief system?
I can defend if a small amount, but then I'll rip up the defense. The idea is that hell is in fact not a place. This is what I was taught. But hell is simply a state of separation from God. God can't abide your sin, even though he created the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He created the opportunity for sin from Eve.
He created
Eve
sin.
Right. He had to have. He created everything, right?
Right.
So
God knows what it's like to be...
He can't abide this sin, so in fact, hell is just separation from God. However, this is the Almighty we're talking about, who probably could create a state of being that was somewhere between eternal torment and eternal bliss with him. For the creatures that he created, the facilities, their minds that he created with them, and their reasoning, the capacity that he created, he could probably figure out someplace else for them to go. But no, they have to go where the demons go.
It's just an awful belief system, and it just is. It's so nonsensical. And my question again was: Is this God, this Christian God, a sadist? I mean, the idea is that this God creates all of these wonderful things, and then says, "I love you," and then on the other hand, if you don't do exactly as is prescribed in some old book, if you don't choose that one particular religion out of the thousands of religions that are available in the world, if you don't choose that one particular belief system, then they would have you believe that this so-called loving God will then send his own creation that he supposedly loves to eternal torment. Now, most of the world, is most of the world Christian?
No.
These days, no. No,
most of the world is not Christian.
What is most of the world?
Well, if you want to know the largest religions is probably, whatever they are in China would be my guess.
But, so most of the world. Now, by Scott's belief system, most of the world's population doesn't believe that Jesus is a, their savior or whatever it is. Because he was saying you had to believe in Jesus as their savior.
There's some provision in Romans where they try to slip through this sort of thing where they, if you don't know about God, then it's okay, then you won't go to hell. But if you've heard about God, then you're going to go to hell.
Right. So they've got Christian missionaries that are all around the world trying to spread the word about God. So, presumably there's a majority of people in the world that are going to hell. I mean, by that understanding, presuming that most people have heard of Christianity.
It is the narrow path, my friend.
It's just sick. Doesn't that seem sadistic to you?
I can't see how anyone can call a God fair and just and loving when it is that he has set up this system by which I have nothing. There is nothing in my reasoning capacity that God didn't give me. He gave me the ability to choose itself. So then I choose, the best I can come up with is this stuff isn't so. That Christianity is a conglomeration of religions that have been brought into it. That even the belief in hell is in fact a belief in Hades from the Greeks, which is the religion that the New Testament was written in. That these things are that many of the beliefs of Christianity are simply brought in from Zoroastrianism. That is just a conglomeration of beliefs and therefore not to be believed as literal truth. I'm not saying that there's not some nuggets in it, and I do believe in primitive Christianity as it was practiced by many of the early churches. But this idea that if I don't sign on to what this whole hell thing, that I'm going to go to hell, and that Jesus Christ is my personal savior. Many of the early Christian churches didn't believe that Jesus was God. They believed that Jesus was just a prophet. That was, I believe, the whole purpose of the Council of Nicaea was simply to decide on the godhood of Christ.
Mark, I'd like to say as God that I love you, but if you don't believe in the Christian religion, you'll be tortured for all eternity.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the message. 800-259-9231.
That just seems so silly to me.
I love you. Now burn forever.
What? It's absolutely silly. 800-259-9231.
My favorite parts of the Bible are when they sacrifice the virgins to the same God.
More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want.
It's in your Bible. Read it.
In these remaining moments, I don't have one. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code radio and receive a limited time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Time maybe for your call, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, we ask that you become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, and get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll get perks too, like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, chat room, forum, the Amp Only podcast, and more. It's all there for you. Get all the details. Get signed up for as little as $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. We go right into your phone calls about whatever you want, and we'll talk to Frank in New York first. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, folks.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Very interesting and entertaining discussion. I just wanted to say that in the Old Testament, God is defined as a jealous God.
Yes.
You may have no gods before me.
Correct.
Me, 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 me.
Yes,
and I think we have to realize that all organized religions, from the earliest ancient mystery Babylon religions to the Egyptian priesthood of Amun, through Judaism, through Christianity, they all are regimes of oppression. They keep us from doing what we need to do to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
They always, you know, they always demand money, submission, metaphysical submission, and they are regimes of control. And I think we must use our mind and our heart sort of free ourselves from the oppressive shackles of organized religion.
I agree completely.
We must be tolerant. All of the great monotheistic traditions are bred within a structure of intolerance, and that's wrong. And that's really anti-human.
It's certainly not loving in any way, shape, or form, and how those people can be so intolerant and at the same time claim to be of a loving mindset is also another obvious contradiction.
Absolutely. And the thing that makes religion the ideal regime of repression and oppression is the fact that you can never disprove the existence of the God, nor can you prove the existence of the God.
Right.
So it becomes the ultimate sort of conundrum, and if you can project your power through the structure of religion, then you have the whole world to gain. in many ways, especially financially. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Frank. Shortest call ever. Thank you. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. That's the shortest Frank call. In fact, I don't think Frank's ever, like, ended a call by just punching out like that.
Nope. He said what he wanted to say.
Yeah, he got it out. 800-259-9231. You know, like we were talking about before, I don't believe in a, Satan figure or hell or anything like that. But if there is some sort of evil presence out there, it would seem that it has manifested itself into organized religion. I mean, look, they're so intolerant. Julia,
that's kind of what the Bible says is going to happen.
Really?
However, every Christian that believes in what they believes that it's all the other Christians.
They tend to
point at the Catholics often, but
well,
whatever.
And that's what I wanted to bring up. Julia, you and I were watching Penn & Teller this season, season 7, and they did one, I think it was the last one. The last one was about the Vatican. And it was just the most disturbing, one of the most disturbing episodes I think I'd seen.
Yeah. They talked about all the sovereign immunity that politicians grant priests when it comes to cases dealing with child molestation and things like that.
And how the church the Catholic Church seems to do everything it possibly can to cover up incidents of child molestation. And just the guys in their robes, there are all these old men that look really creepy in their red gowns. And just they just look evil. The Pope does not look like a nice guy.
No, I would not want him to be my grandpa.
No, they look intimidating and frightening and sick. Just hollowed
out
eyes.
Huge, huge business. I saw a Sarah Silverman video here recently on the internet, and she said, basically did her normal shtick, and she's very, very funny. Basically said, sell the Vatican and solve world hunger. And you really could. It's incredible the value that's holed up in there in the Vatican. It's just a huge business, people, to separate you from your money.
Let's continue with your calls and talk to Ryan in Washington. Ryan, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
just
Ryan.
Real briefly, real quick. You were looking for a term to call Julia for the last break. I think she may be what you refer to as an apatheist.
Apatheist?
An apatheist? Did you make that up?
No. Well, I thought I did. I woke up one morning a few weeks ago and thought, that sounds good. Because I used to refer to myself as an atheist, but it seems like all the atheists are, like, really angry and, anti-religion.
Right. Well, that's what I don't like about atheists is they sort of, a lot of atheists I know, they take it from a religious point of view. I mean, they believe so heavily that there isn't a God, and I just don't care.
Well, and a lot of the neo-atheist is the evangelical style.
Right. Right. And I don't like that, and I don't like being associated with that. And I think people do automatically sort of make that assumption. And I also don't like to call myself an agnostic because I believe, and I could be wrong about this, but I believe that means that you believe that there's that nobody knows the answer. And
that you don't know.
Right, and that you don't know. Right. And I do agree with that, but the thing is I just don't spend
don't
any
care.
Time thinking about it. I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I
rejected the term atheist kind of in the same way you've rejected the term libertarian. And, I kind of woke up one morning and thought, apathy and theism, that's exactly what it is. And then I Googled it, and there's already a Wikipedia page on it. It wasn't just me. apathyism or an apatheist.
That's cute.
Well, Wikipedia doesn't care about religion.
Wikipedia's goal is to catalog all human knowledge. Perhaps they just got to it that morning when you woke up.
Could be. Never know. Thanks, guys.
Julia has given it her seal of approval.
Yep, I like it. I just always have said non-religious because I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I really just don't give it any thought at all. It does not cross my mind. I don't care.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Thank you, Ryan. 800-259-9231.
I don't like the idea of constantly looking for answers that can't be found. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to waste my life, like, thinking about all this stuff that none of us are ever going to know the answer to.
You know, it's probably due to the fact, my wife is basically in the same boat. She just doesn't think about it at all. And it's probably due to the fact that you weren't indoctrinated so thoroughly. I can't help but just try to ferret it all out.
I'm the same way, dude.
When I have spare time, I go through YouTube videos of other people who have the same predilection that I do of trying to figure out this nonsense that goes into. You weren't indoctrinated as thoroughly as I was. I mean, I believe I was thoroughly scarred by this religion that they call Christianity today.
Yeah, I have a fraction of what you have. The silly nonsense beliefs that I was taught come back to me. They just
Yep.
Pop right into my mind, even though my current self, who I am today, has rejected those ideas based on rationale and understanding and
expanding choice
and expanding my mind and you know, coming to conclusions about certain things in life. And you're right, Julia, I'll never know for certain, but I've come across a particular belief system that gels with what I think makes sense and what I like to believe.
Right, what makes you comfortable.
Right, that is all the case. But nonetheless, even though I've got this new viewpoint, they still just, the thoughts just come in as though, like, oh, you're going to go to hell for that. Oh, you're going to, you know, this kind of just nonsense. Just the silly
God's
beliefs.
You're going to be judging. I'm constantly doing the prosecutor or defense attorney thing in front of God. I can't tell you how many times in the shower I spend, you know, just preparing my defense attorney speech for God, you know, the God that is the jury. And only God could be the judge and the jury, right?
Even though you, in your belief system, believe that you are part of what you want to call
God. I am
God.
The Messiah, for God's sakes. That's what I believe, but it keeps coming back from that old religion where
so
you're going to...
It's poison.
Whispering's lying and lying's a sin. When you get to heaven, they won't let you in.
Let's talk to Ron in Arizona. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. The only thing I want to say, the only rule about buying gold and silver is you can't use plastic or checks, and it always has to be in cash, and there's no record of it. I make jewelry, buy and sell jewelry, and buy silver and gold here in Arizona. And there's no tracking of it.
Yeah, someone was calling last night. I think it was Frank, actually, who called last night.
Last night the guy came on, but it's kind of a scare tactic for everybody, and it's not true.
Right, claiming the government can track down all the gold out there.
Yeah, that's not true.
I think it's true for bullion only. Like, if you're buying...
pallet.
Well, no, that and you know, if you're buying from the government's gold eagles and gold double eagles and things like that, I think.
Well, according to some guys on some shows, that can't even be tracked.
Maybe so.
In fact, that's a safe way to buy gold and silver because coin falls under art or something like that.
They're not going to get mine even. Anyway, if they come to my house saying, "Well, Mr. Edgington, you have 10 ounces of gold sitting in here. We'd like you to hand it over now."
Don't
get
answer the
here.
Door. Don't answer the door for strangers.
Somebody said they're gold sniffing dogs now.
Yeah.
If you don't, thanks for that call. I appreciate you clearing that up. If you don't, I don't know where it's.
Well, anyway, don't open the door.
Yeah, thank you. Don't open the door for somebody you don't know. If you aren't expecting someone to come over, and, you know, whether it's a cop or somebody trying to confiscate your gold, there's no benefit to you from opening the door and talking.
And we're going to do a short extra show because I have something I want to read, and it's just for me.
Internet listeners, stay on board. Radio listeners, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/Carhartt. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low